Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How many cats you know would rap with Tip on air and then bring you the political breakdown on the local news later that day? Range, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio, I still got Michelle Taylor Willis, a serial entrepreneur who empowers people to empower people, and Nick F. Nelson, CEO of Brandpreneur. Thank you both for being here. Nick.
Yes, sir.
Tell us your contribution to this remarkable conference.
Yeah, so what I do is I assist people, products, and organizations in telling them how to get noticed. So throughout my journey, I actually end up working with a lot of female professionals, period. And one of the things that I want to be contributing to this conference really is having our moms see themselves as a brand. A brand is not a logo. A brand is not a website. A brand is two things and two things only. What do you want to be known for, and how do you want to make people feel? And the thing that I've seen specifically with moms is that they get wrapped up in associating themselves with their jobs, their husband, or more specifically, their kids, mm-hmm. right? You know, I'm Timmy's mom. You know, or I'm Julian's mom. No, you're not. You are who you are. And so it is getting them to have a real come to Jesus, if you will, in terms of if you're going to self-identify, you have to understand who you are now. Now, that's a problem because many of them have not given a thought to who they are in a minute. So they don't know. They don't have a clue who they are anymore. And that's not abnormal. Mm-hmm. After you spend a certain amount of time focused on other people, you get lost along the way. And so what I'm going to be doing is providing them some quite honestly, some tips in terms of, okay, this is how you find you again. This is how you really give some thought. Because it's not about even what I say. It's about the homework that they do beyond the day in terms of taking some time to really be and think about, okay, this is what I want to be known for. This is how I want to make people feel. This is what I'm purposed to do. Mm-hmm. At a certain point in time, at a certain age, purpose becomes important. It ain't even about the money anymore. It ain't about the knowledge or it ain't about the acclaim. It's about what am I here to do, and giving them some guidance in terms of this is some things you need to think about. This is what other people are doing. This is what it means to really think about yourself as an experience. People are experiential. Rashad, when somebody comes and they from the second they meet you, they think a thing.
Right.
What do you want people to think about you? Mm. What do you want the experience of you to be? Don't let your experience be haphazard. Don't let other people take control of your identity. You have the ability to take ownership of that yourself. And so those are some of the things we'll be talking about at the conference.
Good stuff. Good stuff. You just enlightened a few people right now, brother.
Didn't he, though?
That's good stuff, man. And I know Mary Parker. We've had Mary Parker on the show many times. She's a mm-hmm. friend. And Mary Parker is so dynamic and unique in this space because she was able to become a top executive in a male-dominated industry, which is the security industry. Mm-hmm. And she had major contracts with the NFL, government, and all
Airport,
all of that, right? So she will be here. Giving her wisdom, dropping her jewels, and giving practical insight. Who else we got?
We got Michelle Glover.
Oh, yeah.
You know Michelle, Rashad?
I do know Michelle. Michelle came to my Sunday brunch last week.
Oh, she sure did.
Yeah, she did. She did. Remarkable young lady. I'm a member of the Black MBA mm-hmm. organization, and she's a very active member. I'm not active, though. I do pay my dues. Just
well,
not
I mean,
active.
That's activity. Yeah. I mean, you know, we got a lot of people that are active doing a lot of
everybody
stuff and they're not paying dues.
Right, everybody. That's right.
Everybody can't show up to me.
That's
right.
Right.
But
check
the check is going to clear.
The right. check works.
And they will use it.
Hey, guess what? That check means you active, bruh.
That's right. Exactly.
Stop saying you're not active.
Right. But she's very, very engaged in the Black enterprising.
Yeah. And the thing about Michelle is that she has really solidified her niche for helping people secure. Not just secure their purpose, but monetizing it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you got a lot of people out here, they're living their best life, but they ain't making no money.
Right. They get a lot of likes on Facebook,
though.
They
get a lot of likes on Facebook, but they're still like, okay, this light bill, though.
But here's what's crazy.
This light bill? Oh, if, my God, this light bill.
This light bill.
If you got, there are some people, if they just got 50 cents for every like they got, they'll be straight.
They'll be straight. They'll
but
be
you,
straight.
You can convert that.
You can.
Yeah.
And that's what Michelle does. That's really what Michelle does, which is great. We got Dr. RJ Verwaine, who is one of the Atlanta's leading psychologists. She just wrapped her first season. She's on a show. I can't remember the name of the show, but she's got her own show now. I mean, she's phenomenal. She specializes in children, and she's done a lot on the sex trafficking initiatives that we've got here in Atlanta. Because, you know, Atlanta's like the number one place.
Yeah.
The number one.
Right.
And RJ leads the effort in that.
Wow.
Speaking of doctors, Dr. Tasha Rogers, who is a crazy brand on her own. I mean, you talk about an experience. When you meet Dr. I had somebody inbox.
You're gonna remember her.
I had somebody inbox me on Facebook and say, are there still VIP tickets left? Yeah, sure, no problem. Okay, because I really just want to meet Dr. Tasha Rogers.
Wow. Anybody want to meet me?
Nope, I haven't gotten that one yet. No.
It's coming, though.
It's coming, though.
Yours on the way.
It's on the way. Don't worry.
But, you know, it's a room full of moms, Rashad. I'm sure somebody's going to be just enamored.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But as soon as they let me know, I'll let you know.
All right, make sure you inbox me.
I will inbox you. I'll be number four.
All right.
For a fourth person to inbox you.
Let's get that discount going again. So the discount is what? The next three people?
The next three people on Facebook or Instagram, at Michelle Taylor Willis. Inbox me. You get 50% off. Tickets.
All right.
Three people on Facebook, three people on Instagram, at Michelle Taylor Willis.
We got more on the other side. If anyone has a question about this conference, if you have a question, if you want to be a vendor.
Yep, we have a few vendor spots available.
Just a few, though.
Just a few.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to be a vendor, this is the right place for you to be. You already know the kind of people who are here, the individuals who are here who invest in themselves and what they're trying to do with their lives, being entrepreneurs and executives. Call us 404-892-2703 if you got a question. 404-892-2703. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Anything Goes Friday, 404-892-2703. If you have a question for Michelle or even Nick about branding, about strategic marketing, style, fashion, all of that is part of this conference. Call us now, 404-892-2703. Is that corporate calling you, Jamin?
No.
Okay, all right. Corporate will be like, why is Rashad rapping again? It's Friday. It's Anything Goes Friday, that's why. 404-892-2703. Michelle, thank you for continuing to blaze the trail. It wasn't a surprise to me when I saw Nick's picture on the website because I know how dynamic Nick is.
Nick is off the chain.
Yeah. And Nick, why is it that many people who are really good at their job, right? They're good. They don't know how to tell people they're good. They don't know how to brand their actual skill set and their values that they could help other people with in the market. Why is that?
They have a disease. That disease is called humility. See, the thing seriously, the disease is called humility. The thing about it here is, for many, especially Gen Xers and above, you got to understand we've been taught a certain way, all right? We've been taught that bragging is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a bragger. Even for, as a little kid, you're taught, okay, you shouldn't be bragging about that, right? Now, as you grow up, even on your job, they try to teach you that bragging is bad. You shouldn't be bragging. The thing about it here is talking about yourself or even sliding them in every now and again, right?
Like I do.
Yeah,
I slide them in.
Like Rashad being the humble bragger.
Like you do.
That's right.
It's putting people on notice.
Yeah.
Like literally, it's not bragging if you put it and you have it in the right context.
I like that, putting people on notice.
It's putting them on notice, right? It's like,
just
I'm not
so
new to
know.
This. See, the thing about it here is it's so easy nowadays to be mediocre and look like you great.
Right?
You got a lot of people with Google experience,
mm-hmm.
right? You know what Google experience
yep.
is? I don't know, but
Nick.
I'm going to Google it real quick. Right?
Right?
Be up in the meeting
right.
on Google.
Yep. Right.
Sounding like an expert.
With the
right.
next with the next comment.
Right.
Exactly.
With the next comment. And because you have a generation that's so used to being on screen, right? Mm. They think phone first. They've been using this thing since they was a baby, this little phone in my hand, right? You got great people who have been taught to show up in person, right? This is how you eat, you know, at a lunch meeting. This is how you present yourself. Great in-person experience. Online, raggedy. Mm-hmm. Images raggedy. You know, bio is raggedy. Reads like a resume. Doesn't, you know, tell a story. And then when you ask them about themselves, well, you know, I don't know. See, the thing about it here is humility kills all of that. That's why people can't be greater, right? They're afraid to say something. Yeah. Right, some of them even afraid of social media. If you like them or if you connect with them, it's like, oh my God, I don't know who this person is and why are they. You know, I mean, is this somebody I know?
It's not supposed to be somebody. No, man,
it's a whole different ball game. Right. But that's why.
I think it's really interesting that we live in a place of hyper connectivity and extreme information. I mean, we can get it. No matter what, right?
And zero engagement.
Zero engagement. And what happens in that space is that anyone in the market, in the marketplace of business, you have to adapt to the consumer trend. And right now, you have a consumer audience with a lower attention span. Why? Because they are accustomed to reading things in short bites on Twitter.
Yep.
Videos must be 45 seconds.
Sound bites.
Right.
And now you have to learn how to summarize who you are in an elevator pitch. And if you're not specific about what's important, then you ramble. And you have to do the same on your website. Nobody wants to read the book about you.
Right.
They want to know the things about you that will benefit them. That's about it. Right. And all of that takes real strategy, and you have to get with cats like Nick, like Michelle, and others who are part of this conference to help you build that portfolio, help you build that strategic approach.
You're right. And we talked about this before, too, about how people look great on social media, because it
great.
Can be the reverse, too.
Living their best life.
You're living your best life.
Broke.
On social media, broke, and in a bathroom. Seriously, like, we're not making this stuff up.
Right.
And then you get them and they can't talk.
Right.
Won't talk.
Right.
But that's why you got to get good people. That's why moms who are listening to my show right now, you know you're dope at what you do.
Right.
You know, if more people knew about what you did, you would bank on that.
Yep.
Go ahead and make the investment into your life. Make that investment into your life. What are the ticket prices for regular and also VIP?
So general admission is $297. VIP is $349. But, of course, if you've been one of the first three people to DM me at Michelle Taylor Willis on Instagram and Facebook, then that would be slashed in half, right?
Wow.
Slashed in half. And you hit it on the head. The value in this.
Oh, the value's off the chain.
The value is off the chain.
Both days.
Yeah. We've got 17 sessions. We've got the top people in the nation that you can actually engage. If you're in VIP, you get access to the Moms All In VIP lounge where all the speakers are going to be hanging out.
Yeah.
So you can literally come and talk to Nick. You know what I mean? You can come talk to Juliet. You come talk to anybody you want to talk to and engage with them. You won't be able to get them like that again. It just won't happen.
We have conservative Republican Mitchell Shelby has a question for the guest. What up, Mitchell?
Hey, Rashad. Good morning to you and good morning to your guest.
Good morning.
You know, my wife turned me on to going to conferences probably about 16 to 17 years ago. And $300 for a conference is like you're giving it away, because most of the conferences that we go to are $1,700, $1,800, $1,900.
Yep.
And you have 300, 400, 500, 800 people in the room. And I really wanted to say something. Man, we went to a conference. It was 2 years ago. The networking alone, if I didn't go to one seminar, if I didn't go to one piece of nothing, the networking alone has transcended a six-figure piece of business. And the only reason I got that was because I was at that conference. But I really want to ask the guest a question, Rashad. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. We're listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really want to ask the guest a question because I'm 50. And we were brought up in that age group, it's best to be seen and not heard, especially when you talk about promoting yourself and promoting. And all of a sudden, how do you deal with you know, breaking that thing of being, you know, when you're putting yourself out there, because like you said, I get so many being hanging around with Rashad. I get so many opportunities. I mean, so many people, you know, send me friend requests. I'm like, you were right. I don't know you. I can't be, you know, rolling with you like that. I don't know you. How do you break that mold? And how do you also break the mold of teaching people that people are going to talk about you if you are in that public eye?
Thank you for your question, and brother.
Thank you.
So, two things. Let me ask you a question. Who is the best fighter of all time?
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali. How do we know that? Who told us Muhammad Ali?
He did. He told you.
He told us. He told us.
And he doesn't have the best boxing record of all time.
He doesn't. But who was the caller? What was his name?
Mitchell.
Mitchell. Muhammad Ali said, I told myself I was the best before I ever knew I was. Mm. It starts and stops with confidence. If you have confidence, you can do anything. You can approach anybody. You can, I mean, anything. So it starts from that. It's inner.
I agree, and I think confidence can be built.
Absolutely, it can.
I had a friend. I have a friend who was very, very reluctant to ever ask for money. So she would have these very long meetings, consult, give advice in the consultation, and then when it got to how much this will cost them conversation, she got very shy, mm-hmm. right? And I realized she was shy about the money part. Because she did not make the values connection.
Mm-hmm.
So
and she wasn't confident in herself. If you're
right.
confident about what
if
you
know
bring
what
to the
you
table,
bring in them,
you know your value. You can ask mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I say my price up front.
And it's great. And it's fine.
Even the first few minutes.
Right.
And so people
right.
need to know.
But exactly.
But everything starts with confidence. And when you have the confidence, we just talked about, I did a post on LinkedIn about this, that people don't have what they want. Because they don't ask for what they want. And the reason they don't ask for what they want is they believe that they can't get it. And they believe they can't get it because they're not confident enough.
Let's name the list of panelists and speakers, engagers, influencers that you have at this conference. Name some of those for us before we go.
Rashad Ritchie, Nick Nelson, Juliet Hall, Maria Angelova, Sherilyn Sellers, Tasha Rogers, Mark Parham, Mary Parker. I'm getting my Marys and Marias mixed up. Michelle Taylor Willis. I forgot. I'm actually thinking about how
Harvey Macklin.
Yes.
Michelle Glover, Kevin C. Pryde.
Michelle Glover.
Influencer 365.
Kevin Pryde. Tasha Rogers.
Ray Abram.
Ray Abram. Hey, Ashley, let me stop on Ray for a second. Speaking of networking, Ray is coming in the building to tell everybody how to network. 99% of people who network do it wrong.
That's why they
don't have any sales. They don't have any revenue. They can't drive the sale because they network all wrong.
Right.
So
they make it seem transactional.
And it's so not. Everything is relational.
Everything is relational.
Every single thing
everything
is relational, right? You
can't be thirsty.
You can't be thirsty.
Well, you can't seem like it.
You can't seem like
Chin,
thirsty.
Yeah, don't act thirsty. You can be thirsty, but don't act like it. Benita Chin, Taifa Butler. Taifa Butler is actually moderating our panel for Finding the Balance, How Successful Women Do It.
How much is this again?
Too cheap. As I talk, I keep talking, going, I'm not charging enough.
All right, so the tickets start at $297. That gets
$297.
You both days. VIP is what?
$349
for VIP.
VIP is sick.
Yeah, VIP is off the chain.
That's definitely
worth the upgrade.
Can I tell your listeners something? The only reason I'm doing this, it's the second year, because I know the value.
Right.
If you don't do it this year right now, third year, you're getting ganked.
Prices went up.
Price just went up,
Price
friends.
Just went up.
Man, I haven't heard ganked since 98,
ganked.
Man.
You're getting ganked. I've got on my gangster gear like Rashad does today.
You just have on a regular
outfit.
That's
the Florida
coming
out.
Okay, well, this is
my
gangster.
That's the Florida coming out.
That's it, for real.
I'm totally gangster.
Yeah. No, well, the fact that you said gangster with an ER says that you're not. I appreciate y'all, man. Make sure you go to the website right
cute,
now. MomsAllInConference.com. 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 Make sure you go there. Check it out. All right, that's next. That's
Thanks,
next
Rashad.
Weekend. Thank y'all. Realest Man Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.